All right, let's go to line number three right now. And Betty Lou Higgins is joining us. And this caught my attention. In fact, Betty Lou recently did one of the Cleveland Stories nights at the Music Box, which I mentioned at the top of the show. And she came out with a book recently, Lost Restaurants of Downtown Cleveland. Boy, you think about the glorious days of Cleveland's past and the restaurants that were around here, and she put them all together. Betty Lou, welcome to Flashpoint. How are we doing today?
I'm good. Thanks for having me on.
So before we get into your book, why don't you give us a little background on yourself and how you worked your way into this. This is kind of interesting, and obviously there's a history behind it, so talk to me about that.
Yeah, I just want to say first, however, that I was not already at the Music Box. I will be at the Music Box on February 23rd, so people can still see me there.
I apologize. I got my schedule wrong on that one. And you know what? We were going to line up with Betsy Kling. And she was there.
She was there.
Thursday night. And Tony got a picture of her. And, I wanted to promote the event at the Music Box. So what's the date again for the Music Box that you're going to
February 23rd, Thursday.
Third is Thursday. Okay, yeah. February 23rd. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for correcting me. Now let's get into the Lost Restaurants of Downtown Cleveland. So what era are we talking about here? And how did you get involved in this?
Okay, yeah. I got involved in this through the back door. 100 years ago, I worked for the Encyclopedia of Cleveland Restaurants when they were putting the first book together. And I did 40 or so articles for them. And then when the second edition came out, editor John Grabowski asked me to do a full article on restaurants of Cleveland, which was bylined. And Arcadia Press has a series about lost restaurants of major cities across the country. They were looking to do one about Cleveland, but didn't have anyone to contact, and apparently found me in the online version of the encyclopedia with my name attached to the restaurant article. And so they decided to call me to see if I would be willing to write for them. And so that's how they found me.
Okay.
And kind of became the historic marker for this history book.
So how many restaurants are we talking about? And what time period again?
Well, basically, the time period wasn't as critical in putting this book together for Arcadia as the geographic boundaries. Their only requirements in terms of time was that the restaurant no longer exists, but had an important part in the city. So they didn't much care when it was. As it is, I went from basically the founding of the city to I think the most recent one in terms of closing would be Otto Mosier's, which closed shortly after I took the job. Around late 2018, 2019, they closed, which by itself was kind of weird because their criteria was geographic. And they started out wanting me to do Public Square to East 9th Street.
Mm-hmm.
Which caused me to have two problems immediately. One was, I said, you cannot just stop at East 9th Street. You need to go to Public Square. That's the important area of downtown, and Clevelanders will expect that.
Yeah.
So they gave in. Then they said the restaurant had to be historic but no longer in existence. Well, during that conversation, Otto Mosier's was at its location at Playhouse Square.
Right.
Still in existence. And I said, oh, no. You cannot do a book about historic restaurants in Cleveland and not include Otto Mosier's because it's probably the longest continually operating restaurant in the city, and it's still there, but it's in a different location.
Right.
Okay, they said, you can do that one, but that's the only one that could still be in existence. Yeah,
you know.
So I feel so guilty.
You know what? I always admire a feisty lady, and you certainly fit that category.
That was not my intent to shut down. I'm so embarrassed.
Listen, if you're going to do this book right, you're going to do it my way.
Yeah, I've been accused of that a lot.
Oh, God.
Unfortunately. Or fortunately, I'm not quite sure. My dad always used to laugh at me because he said he never saw anybody who walked into a project unknown and then took it over like that.
Oh, my gosh. I should get you to negotiate a real rental property or something.
Well, I never tried that, so who knows?
Who knows? Okay, Otto Mosiers. And now I remember when they were on East 4th Street.
And right.
How far back, when did they start over on East 4th Street?
Let me get an actual an actual date for you, if you will. They started right at the same time that the Euclid Avenue Opera House was actually running. And that was a big deal because, if I wish I could spell, I could get to the thing quicker. The Euclid Avenue Opera House was at the corner of 4th and Euclid, and there was a tunnel running between the theater and the restaurant, and the actors would go through the tunnel and be able to go over for dinner. The building itself was built around 1912. It's the Krauss Building. It's still standing there, as I'm sure you know.
Mm-hmm.
The Krauss Company was a famous Cleveland theater costume company, and from there they moved on the east side of Cleveland and were in business for a long time. And the building now still says Krauss on the main door where the company was, but the restaurant where Otto Mosiers was, or that space, is now a different restaurant.
I recall a story. I think Bob Hope was at Otto Mosiers. In fact, he even signed a photo of himself.
Yeah, who wasn't?
Yeah, who wasn't there? Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's legendary. Well, it was legendary. And you say it was, 2019? Yeah, I think Republic is the restaurant.
Yeah,
over
right
there now, and they're a great restaurant too. But it's not Otto Mosiers. I get it.
It's also not lost. Yeah, so there's that.
It's not. Yeah, exactly. It's not lost yet. So you go back a good degree of time here. Maybe there's a couple of other restaurants you can share with us here with our listeners that deserve recognition as a lost restaurant in downtown Cleveland.
Well, I think I got the restaurants that I chose were actually kind of randomly chosen because they were the ones that either kept popping up when I started generic searches about restaurants that were during a certain time period, or they were ones that somebody said to me, did you ever hear about? And so that's kind of how I chose them. I wasn't after anything specific. And then basically I was looking for some interesting story or person or something attached to that restaurant that would make me include it, because I really wasn't interested in doing a book that said, well, Joe Smith's restaurant opened in 1912 and shut in 1915 and it was blue and had dinners for $5.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's kind of how I chose them. I guess my two favorite weird stories, and I tend to go after weird for no real reason other than maybe that's me, but
I'm not surprised.
Yeah, I'm sure. Is Finley's Phalanstery. This weird tradition that goes back to a really long time had men eating dinner in dark dungeons, wearing butcher aprons, and eating with their hands. And apparently it was a big thing, and hotels and restaurants would have a special room called a dungeon or a cave or something in the basement, and they would serve meals this way. Now, women weren't allowed in for a long time, but eventually, of course, they were. But apparently the food was fabulous. And one of the interesting things about Finley's here in Cleveland is that there was a beautiful sketch that I found that the building and the restaurant must have been gorgeous. And I found this sketch, and I was just fascinated by the fact that it How could a restaurant where they're serving people in the dark and probably making a mess be this pretty? So that was kind of weird. And the other kind of weird thing about it was that there was a church group that came into town and went to the phalanstery, which you would think, well, that would be kind of an odd thing for the church group to do. They were from Wisconsin. The phalanstery phase kind of phased out all over the place, but when that group went back, they started one in Wisconsin that went on a long time after the other ones across the country were closing. So I thought that was pretty weird.
Lost Restaurants of Downtown Cleveland, Betty Lou Higgins will be performing. I say that. You will be performing. Knowing how we had this conversation here, she'll be at the Music Box with Mike Miller. Mike's a great guy. You're going to enjoy that. I'll tell you. I'm
really looking forward to it. And just so you know, your performance comment is not totally misplaced, as you probably guessed. I'm with Eden Valley Enterprises. We're a theater group that specializes in historical programming, mainly Great Lakes and Ohio history. And I do have a storytelling program that is a companion piece to this book, which I'm doing in quite a few locations this year, although at the moment, the only one that the date is finalized on is on April 12th at the Kirtland Library. But I have several more coming up that will be in April and later in the year as well. But the storytelling program is done with slides, and I treat it as kind of a virtual tour through the past, so that I pick a year and we all go back to that particular restaurant during that year of its heyday, and I talk about it as if we're really there. So there really is kind of a performance that goes along with this book.
I like that. EdenValleyEnterprises.org is a website for that. You know what? I'd love to have you back and talk more about this, but I understand
the way
these Cleveland Stories things go, you have your book available. People will be able to buy that
for sure
at the Music Box. Again, the date is
February 23rd.
And here's a number to call, too, to make your reservations. You got to do that. It's 216-242-1250. Great venue, and I really enjoyed the conversation. I love your feistiness.
You
keep going, girl, okay? And we'll talk down the road, all right?
Okay, thank you so much. I'll look forward to it.
You got it. Lost Restaurants of Downtown Cleveland. That is a must read.